My name is Hanneke Hulst, and I'm working at the VU University Medical Center in Amsterdam, in the tiny Netherlands. I'm working at the Department of Radiology and at the Department of Anatomy and Neurosciences. At this moment, I'm in the final year of my PhD, which means that my thesis needs to be finished by the end of this year. The title of my thesis is Imaging Cognitive Decline in Multiple Sclerosis, Highlighting the Thalamus, the Amygdala, and the Hippocampus. In the coming 2 minutes, I would like to explain to you what I've been working on during the last 4 years, and I hope that I can share a little bit of my own enthusiasm on this topic with you, so please stay tuned. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is an inflammatory and neurodegenerative disease of the central nervous system, so the brain and the spinal cord. And 40 to 70% of all patients with MS will suffer from cognitive impairment during their disease. One of these cognitive impairments that are most often found are actually problems with memory. And cognitive impairment and memory impairment are highly disturbing, and patients can lose their job due to these symptoms and sometimes even end up in social isolation. This means that it's very important to actually find out what causes these problems. And we figured the most important way to do this is to look at the brain while it is performing a memory task. And that's what we did. We made the people perform a memory task inside the MRI scanner. In the group of MS patients without memory problems that are just performing like you and I do, we saw something interesting, because their hippocampus, the brain structure that's involved in memory function, works harder. So it's actually boosted to get the same performance as healthy people do. In the other group, the MS patients with cognitive impairment, we saw the opposite. So their hippocampus actually works slower or is less active during the memory task. So what we think is that at first, the brain is actually able to compensate for brain damage by making some structures, and in this case the hippocampus, work harder. And then at a certain stage, the brain gets tired, and there is no compensation possible anymore. There it shuts off, and that's where we can actually start measuring these cognitive complaints. This is important in terms of therapy, because it actually means that it might be wise to start treating our patients early in the disease and prevent the hippocampus from shutting down. I would like to thank my supervisors, Jeroen Geurt, Frederik Barkhoff and Chris Bolman, for helping me out performing these studies, and also the Dutch MS Research Foundation for giving me the money to actually perform this study. Thank you.